It is 5:30 on Monday, May 5th, 2025. I'd like to call to order a regular scheduled meeting of the Mount Clover Township Board of Trustees. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amended tonight. Fellow trustee and our fiscal officer are traveling, and our fiscal administrator is a little under the weather. So, with that, I'll make a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes of the regular meeting on April 21st and the special meeting on April 28th and approve the minutes as submitted by our fiscal officer.
Do we have to do on the motion? Is there a second?
I didn't know.
Second.
On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Sorry about that, Chuck.
All right, and then the fiscal officer has submitted bills totaling $338,889.04 for payment, including we got $116,000 to the Lucas County engineer and $57,000 to the teamsters for it looks like for insurance.
Second.
On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right. Correspondence. This past week, we did receive an email from a resident over in Little Church Chief or Sister about open burning concerns. We'll look into that at all, Paul?
Yes, Chief Junker did speak with the caller as well as stop over there to talk with them to review our open burning rules for the township and to let them know that that they can call and we will come out and investigate if there's an instance of it. And they discussed, even if it is a permitted fire or a permitted burning that's happening that causes an objectionable condition, health hazard, if the smoke's blowing in windows, aggravating medical conditions, if it's causing obstruction to the roadways or anything, then it will be put out. So we reviewed everything with them, and we had not been called into that area before for any recent issues or complaints. So,
okay. So marshmallows are dropping out of the fire room, an objectionable smell. Somebody in the backyard in the chimney or something.
Yeah, they pointed out what they thought was the source of the problem. We again had no incidents over to that area, so we're kind of monitoring it for now, let them know that if it's occur, that they show us so that we can come out and take a look at it. Okay. Obviously, we reviewed with them the daytime burning ban that's going on in these early spring months and then again in the fall months.
All right, and then I don't know, Kathleen, if you've had this, but we also received an email from a resident in the Renwood expressing a concern for safety on this little stretch of Albin Road here. We'd like to see a sidewalk or something here. He's got a number of kids come from Renwood and the Ridge, get in the bike jail, they go over Freeze Daddy. But I-44 to Harold asking the follow. We have some challenges there with Albin being a county road. But I know we've asked Harold when the roundabout is installed, they could possibly install a bike lane here potentially. You know, we got a couple of private residences on there between the park and the entrance to Ridgewood, and it runs into a challenge if we pay for access to that on one private access. That comes the responsibility of the property owner. But then, then we kind of opens Pandora's box as far as we have to, other requests going forward. So even if the property owners would request that, but we cannot not mandate it. So I'm here to follow up with them. All right. And then in the fiscal officer, he has a couple of action items tonight. We need to transfer $3,500 from account 2031-330-420 Quad Zero Supplies to 2031-330-352 Quad Zero Water for the amount of $3,500. And I'll make that in the form of a motion.
Second
by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
First, Herschel.
Yes. and we need to increase appropriations by $1,250,000 to account 1-000-607-60730-QUAD-0 improvement of sites for the payment of the ladder truck.
Second. On the motion.
I'm sorry, for the sewer project. And that's it for, yeah, sewer project for the ARPA funds.
Apologies. Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then also the fiscal officer's statement. A note that we need to set a public hearing for the budget on Monday, June 5th at 2025 at 5:30 p.m.
You said the 5th. It's June 2nd.
June 2nd.
What did you say again then?
Yeah, Monday, June 2nd at 5:30 p.m. public hearing for the 2026 budget.
Second. Second by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right. Just under old business, Chief, I understand you had your committee meeting for the improvement for the
headquarters. We did hold a committee meeting. We briefly discussed all the topics, areas of renovations. The committee members are counting on a ranking, wants versus needs, and we will schedule an additional meeting coming up here, a couple meetings in the month here to try to find the target area to get started working with the fiscal officer to come up with some budget ideas and some timelines.
Okay. Question. There's some emails that have been going back and forth. The trustees have intercepted some of these emails concerning the fire department and different things that have been going on. So at this time, try to clarify some of this information. I'm going to ask emails and any text messages from you between assistant and chief administrator, correspondence between fire personnel outside of Monclova fire department districts. Also, I would like to know any emails or text messages between any full-time or part-time fire personnel. So I'm going to request those from you to try to clear up some information on some of these emails that have been going back and forth.
Okay. I mean, if you could.
September 1st, 2024 through the current date.
Can you have that like written down? You could give me the particular information? That was
sure.
Could you say that date again, September 1st?
September 1st, 2024 through the current date, May 5th. And if you could get it to me by May 14th, I'd like to review it before the next meeting.
Sure. And if there's some questions on emails, I mean, I'm always available to answer any questions.
All right, and then under Eric, you said the house at 8030 Maumee Western, you find some information out on that?
I found a violation letter to the property, and I also found out that the property is quite a bit in arrears in property taxes. It's almost $28,000 in arrears, which is a lot. And so I'm assuming it may be somewhere getting into that foreclosure area soon, I would guess, with that much of a property tax arrear. And the total value of the property isn't, you know, it's like 130-something thousand, so that's a huge percent of the property value in tax arrears. So it's been there for a long time.
Okay. Right. And did the fire department go out there because with the roof caving in, is it a safety concern?
I know they went out there. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I stopped by and grabbed a couple pictures to review with him from the street. It definitely does not look like it's been inhabited or anything for quite some time. Discussed with Eric about starting the process of the notification, and then we have the RC process that we can go through next if he gets no response from that.
Okay. Just keep us abreast of that. All right.
Okay.
In Harold's absence, we have no new business items. Okay. In Harold's absence, we have a couple of action items. We have our annual road salt contract. We used approximately 1,500 tons last year. We have another 1,500 in the barn. So bring to buy another 1,500, fill the barn up. Move to approve resolution 05052025L1, authorized participation in the ODOT road salt contract for 2025, and further authorize the administrator to order 1,500 tons of salt through this program.
Second.
On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right. And then the bid from A and B asphalt accepted for crack sealing. And we just need to approve the contract.
I move to approve the contract with K&B Asphalt Seal Coating Incorporated for the 2025 Monclova Township Crack Sealing Program.
Second.
On motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right. And we've been working with the county again. This is, again, an ongoing project to improve and clean up the roundabout at Waterville on Clova and Stitt. The town has agreed to take over the maintenance and cover the difference of $40 per ton versus the dump rock, which is the county provision, versus the more attractive river rock, which we would like in there. And so at approximately 100 tons to cover the area, the difference is $4,000. So if we choose to move forward with that.
I still would like to have a little explanation from Administrator Grimm concerning this, because I did review emails going back from July of 2024, where it was stated that the county would provide the river rock and we would take over the maintenance and we would be responsible for the trees and the labor. So I don't know what happened, because if anybody knows Trustee Lang, she definitely doesn't want dump rock. I can guarantee you that. I think it needs to have the river rock in it, just like the Holloway Road roundabout has the river rock, which looks Holloway and Salisbury, which looks extremely nice. But I would like some more explanation of all of a sudden we switched that we're in dump rock free. But if we want the river rock, the township's going to have to pick up the tab for it.
Well, the difference.
The difference.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
The cost difference between the dump rock and the river.
Dump rock's free.
Yeah.
So the difference is the $4,000 for the river rock, yeah. But I don't know what happened from the email that we received in July saying that the county would pay for the river rock and the county would reimburse us, according to the email. But this says we're just paying $4,000 outright, and it doesn't say anything about the township being reimbursed for the $4,000. I just don't want to take over the labor or take over the maintenance and have that about for life, and then still have to ante up the money for the trees or any of the flowers as well as the river rock.
Do you wish to table this until the next meeting, or do you want to take action on this with clarification from Harold?
I think we should table it until the next meeting.
All right. Definitely we put this under old business then. All right. Those are the only action items that Harold had. He's got a couple other items in here about the Salisbury Hallway roundabout. Speaking of landscaping, that the responsibility of this is under the contract for the contractor until October. But the two of our maintenance employees did go out there and kind of clean that up, so we stayed ahead of it. Harold also mentions about this may be of interest to the residents. The 22 items on the punched, including the pavement restoration for the Monclova Road sewer project. So the a number of people are going around the road, close signs, but there needs to be hopefully the with the weather permitting project to be included. completed within the next 2 weeks. I know the asphalt plants are now open and paving is going around. Harold also mentioned, Trudy, you had asked about the ditch assessments for the Swan Creek Water Shed. For all 15 properties, our assessment is approximately $2,603.10.
And the reason I brought that up again is because he's receiving postcards again on Long Creek ditch assessment. There's going to be a couple meetings in July. And I think when we were having a discussion with him before, it was saying if we did our own ditch cleaning or where it was supposed to be, if the county would reimburse the township for that labor and that time for us to do our own cleaning. So that's why I was wondering if, you know, we didn't know if it was $2,700 a year, if it was going to be $15,000 a year, because they've changed now how many times?
Yeah, all that. Harold also mentioned that he's still waiting to get some additional information from Miller Diversified on the branding at Briarfield and 20A. Received a concern that he's talking to the sheriff about traffic on Salisbury Road when Redemption Church services come out. He's asking Doug to the timers weren't working properly over at the pickleball court, so asked the sheriff to monitor the 10 a.m. park closing and noise, and Doug is looking into the looking into some arborways and other things for mitigation of the noise.
I think they're supposed to have some, maybe some estimates of doing some sounding on the pickleball courts, maybe at the next meeting.
All right. And moving forward with the township open house on October 4th. Coordinate that with the fish market over at the community center.
And Kathleen, I'm sure, is on top of that. That gets all of our good vendors and all of our people for informational for the tables. You do an excellent job on that.
Just ordered a nice little canopy tent in case it rains and or protection of sun. So every year we add a little something to.
So that'd be nice. In case you're wondering, Karen, we're trying to coordinate our open house with the market farmers across the street. And Karen's working on getting the road closed so people can communicate going from our building over to the community center.
New trucks, hopefully.
Yep.
Yep. Already
booked. All right. Are there any other questions on Harold's report?
I didn't have any others.
All right. Any questions from any of our firefighters or journalists in the audience? Or questions from public? We do not have an executive session tonight.
It's about the shortest one I've ever seen.
I wrote that down for the meeting. So, being 5:49, I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes. Oh, so you win.